This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, July 1st. Okay, the second quarter is over. It was the best quarter in 6 years for both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite. And it looks awfully good for the rest of the year, folks, because the analysts are still revising earnings estimates higher. We're going to have another blowout earnings announcement season due to record order backlogs. And it's real, okay? Now, we do have inflation now caused by technology, namely memory prices. In fact, I went online to Best Buy to buy a new disk drive, and I was shocked at how much disk drives cost now. Obviously, they've had to raise prices. And, of course, Apple did that on their MacBooks and iPads. Microsoft didn't raise prices on its Surface laptops. They just took memory out. So if you put the memory back in, they removed, the price just went up. So this is very odd because normally memory falls because there's these huge factories in America and in Korea cranking out memory. But the data centers are just hogging all of it. And that's that. So 80% of our returns are due to semiconductors and technology equipment and materials related companies. We discussed that on Navalier Market Buzz, which is coming out a little later today. So you can check that out on YouTube, and we show charts illustrating that. And historically, those market leaders continue to do well for the next 6 months, next year. We show you the evidence of that. We're citing Bespoke's reports on this phenomena. So I think we should just enjoy the 4th of July, celebrate it, and just hang on. Now, traditionally, we rally into holiday weekends. We'll see what we do tomorrow. We have the Labor Department's payroll report tomorrow. ADP came in slightly below economists' estimates, so we'll see what the Labor Department reports. Generally speaking, you don't want a super strong payroll report because you want interest rates to come down. Payroll reports get stronger, interest rates might go up a bit. But the other phenomenon that's happening is the dollar. You might notice that some of the gold stocks I own are more volatile. That's because the dollar's just so strong. It's at a four-decade high against the Japanese yen. And so the rest of the world is shrinking. And the rest of the world is very odd. They're in the midst of this demographic decline. And you can see in Europe how they're fighting air conditioning. And they wonder why they're so miserable. And that heat dome, of course, is coming to the Northeast for the 4th of July weekend. But at least we have air conditioning, right? Okay. So, you know, it's quite fascinating to watch how countries suppress their economic growth. And not only are they fighting air conditioning like in Europe, they're fighting our tech companies like crazy. Now, right now, there's a central bank conference in Portugal. Kevin Warsh is there. Hopefully they have air conditioning. And we hope that he has a nice chat with Christine Lagarde, who's basically said the ECB's got to regulate things because AI is going to cause a financial crisis. This is the most outrageous, ludicrous statement I've ever heard, okay? I have no idea what Christine Lagarde is talking about, other than there's a Digital Services Act that allows the regulatory agencies in Europe to basically tax and penalize U.S. tech companies. So, increasingly we're at war with Europe. President Trump says if you start to levy these taxes, he's going to put 10% tariffs on those countries, circumventing everything else. So we're kind of at a stalemate right now. So it's going to be interesting. But you are in the strongest earnings recovery ever, okay? When this year's over, it's going to be the strongest year ever for earnings. Certainly the strongest year for analyst revisions to the upside. And finally, the economy is really getting some traction now. So whether it's our record energy exports, whether it's our leading tech companies, whether it's growing consumer confidence, we have a lot to celebrate, okay? Even the World Cup being in the U.S. is boosting GDP growth. So I'm pretty confident that the third quarter is going to be the quarter we hit 5 to 6% GDP growth. A lot of that's going to come from AI productivity gains up to 4%, which is unheard of. Some of it a better trade balance from exporting record energy exports. And a lot of it will come from consumer spending, of course. So we're not perfect. The housing market isn't perfect, but it's showing some signs of life. Obviously, we need rates to come down, and we'll see where we go from there. But otherwise, folks, I want you to pinch yourself. I want you to feel grateful for what's happened. All our powerful, fundamentally dispersed stocks are great buys on dips. You saw some oscillations in the second quarter, especially in the month of June. And you're going to continue to see oscillations. So every dip is a buying opportunity. And that's how we phase in new money. We just buy stocks on dips, and we don't want to chase them when they're really running, although we'll sell when they're running. And that's obviously stocks don't hit our criteria and get transferred in. So I hope you're going to have a great fourth. I know I am. I want you to enjoy the environment we're in. It's very special. This is the best year since 1999. This is probably the best year for most of our lifetimes, okay? I'm confident the market will now be good through 2029 due to order backlogs, but this is the most spectacular year because this is the breakout year. And so have fun, everybody. And it's Louis Navalier. I hope you have a wonderful fourth. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care.